Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
Hi there, I'm Ahalya. Welcome to The Synopsis, where we take a quick look at the books that are the most popular these days and try to summarize the main learnings or points in them. In this episode of The Synopsis, we're taking a look at the 2011 book Super Immunity by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, where he talks about modern diets and shifting our focus from carbohydrates and fats to superfoods that are rich in essential nutrients. He claims that a superfood-based diet will keep us healthy, fitter, and stronger. And I think we've all been witness to this shift in the food conversation, especially during the pandemic. So Fuhrman says that the ancient Egyptians and Greeks used restorative recipes and herbs to improve their health and to fight diseases. Modern scientific advancements allow us to study why such foods and others like them improve our health. And one of the most important answers that has emerged from such studies is phytochemicals. Phytochemicals are crucial for a plant's growth and are also very helpful in keeping our immune systems working properly. Studies have indicated that phytochemicals are so effective that they can reduce the risk of contracting AIDS in people who practice good health and nutrition. Impressive, right? So one would assume that phytochemicals would play a major role in modern-day diets then. But no, they don't. No surprises there. Animal products, processed food, cereal, white flour, these make up the majority of modern diets. Fuhrman claims that in the United States, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds made up just 10%. 10% of the average person's diet. And half of that 10% is just white potato, which lacks phytochemicals. Further, humans right now don't rely only on food for good health. Our dependence on medical science has grown exponentially. And Fuhrman suggests that that's not a great place to be. Modern medicine only treats symptoms. Fuhrman claims that modern medical care is often regressive because of this very fact. It only treats a patient's symptoms and not the causes, right? Consider type 2 diabetes, for example. Now, doctors normally prescribe medicine to combat diabetes. We know this because people in our circles, parents, relatives, grandparents, all of them use these tablets. One large study of 90,000 type 2 diabetes patients showed that the two most popular medicines prescribed to them actually increased the risk of congestive heart failure. Now, you heard me. Popular medication for type 2 diabetes actually increases the risk of heart failure. Type 2 diabetes is the result of insufficient movement or exercise and eating a high-calorie, low-nutrient diet for a long period. The problem is, diabetes medication does not address that aspect. Many people argue that diabetes medication makes it harder for patients to inculcate positive changes because it increases appetite. Similarly, Fuhrman is also skeptical about the efficacy of some vaccines, for example. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, or the CDC, recommends that everyone older than 6 months receive a universal flu vaccine. There's one hitch, though. Influenza can be caused by 200 different viruses, while the flu vaccine works on just 10% of them. Fuhrman says every shot of that flu vaccine in the U.S. contains toxic quantities of mercury, so annual flu shots increase the risk of mercury-induced damage to the brain and nervous system. So what he's really saying is staying healthy is not as simple as popping pills and getting vaccinated. Our long-term health requires a proactive approach, which is where superfoods come in. So what are superfoods? Mushrooms, greens, cruciferous vegetables, all of these have one thing in common. They're filled with great nutrients and phytochemicals. There's been a fair bit of research on superfoods where it was shown that adding them to diets can lead to lower rates of cancer. Now, cancer is tied to a process known as methylation. A methyl group containing one carbon and three hydrogen atoms is added to a gene. When this methylated gene malfunctions, it disrupts cell division, leading to cells growing at a rapid rate. That growth is what leads to cancer. Superfoods disable these methylated cells. Collard greens, broccoli, kale, and cauliflower are particularly good at this. Many superfoods also contain ITCs, isothiocyanates. A mouthful, but here's what they are. Compounds that boost our immune system and further protect us from cancer. A study at Harvard showed that a 20% increase in plant food intake leads to a 20% decrease in cancer rates, and a 20% increase in the intake of cruciferous vegetables leads to a 40% decrease in cancer rates. Some other research showed that ITCs in these cruciferous vegetables stimulated our immune systems by helping our bodies fight even drug-resistant bacteria. Now, Furman's next opinion rocks the boat, but it's not something we haven't heard before. He suggests that antibiotics and cold medicines can actually be counterproductive. We all take antibiotics to cure small infections or fevers, right? But what we don't realize is that viruses cause 95% of acute illnesses, and antibiotics are ineffective against these viruses. Furman explains that taking antibiotics destroys a lot of the useful bacteria in our digestive tract. This is a problem because our intestines are home to 70% of our immune cells. Therefore, damaged gut bacteria can lead to immune system problems and also painful digestive issues. Similarly, coughing is among the body's most effective healing mechanisms. Coughing ejects mucus from our airways, it ejects virus particles, even dead cells. Furman says if cough suppressants are really as effective or actually interrupted this mechanism, most of our viral illnesses would turn into severe diseases like pneumonia. Also, many cough and cold medicines affect our sleep cycle and our digestive system. Furman says it is simpler to maintain our health by avoiding such problematic medication and just eating superfoods. Colorful vegetables, especially greens, are nutrient-rich and help the human body meet its daily requirements of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals. Furman says foods like bread and pasta contain too many calories and too little nutrients, leading to waste products accumulating in our cells. And this accumulation leads to premature aging, making us more susceptible to heart attacks and other diseases. Carbohydrates are good as long as they're from nutritious sources like beans, peas, tomatoes, berries, quinoa, potatoes. Furman adds that having less than 10% fat in our diet is actually bad for health. He considers a diet with 15 to 30% fat healthy if you are getting the right nutrients. And what about proteins? Well, humans can process proteins from both animal and plant food sources, but Furman makes a distinction here. Plant proteins boost our health, while too much animal protein is linked to cancer, decreased immunity, and accelerated aging. That's one reason supplements are becoming more and more popular. But make sure you read the fine print. Furman also suggests that most people these days are likely to be deficient in vitamins and minerals, so supplements are a good way of making up the difference. Iodine levels drop naturally if we eat less salt, while zinc and vitamin B12 are hard to come by in food unless you actually consume meat regularly. We also spend less and less time out in the sun these days, so we're generally deficient in vitamin D as well. So most people rely on multivitamins now. But we must be careful because multivitamins can contain some vitamins that do more harm than good. Like vitamin A. Beta-carotene, which gets converted into vitamin A in our bodies, was once considered a safe supplement. But recent studies indicate that taking vitamin A supplements could raise the risk of cancer, and vitamin A is also linked to calcium loss, which could lead to osteoporosis. And because we mentioned iodine, salty snacks like namkeen, well, they're the enemies of fitness. Think of potato chips, maybe with a hint of spice, and you can feel that craving just kick in, which is strange because for millions of years, human diets had no added salt. And excess salt is harmful. Furman says that the average person these days consumes about 3.5 grams of salt every day, while our ancestors consumed only 600 to 800 milligrams per day. That's 4 to 6 times less than our consumption. This increase is putting us at risk for osteoporosis, heart attacks, and even stomach cancer. Research also indicates strong correlation between high salt consumption and hypertension. High blood pressure is the main culprit in 62% of strokes and 49% of coronary heart disease. Furman claims that elderly people living in urban areas exhibit high blood pressure, while those living in rural or remote areas do not. What's the difference? Salt consumption. Another category of superfoods, omega-3 fatty acids, lower inflammation, protect our brains, and prevent cancer. Since our bodies do not produce omega-3, we have to consume greens, walnuts, fish, and chia seeds, which are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Processed foods may contain some amount of fatty acids, but mostly the bad kind that we're better off avoiding. What about fish oil capsules? Furman claims that fish oil capsules can contain toxic levels of mercury if they are not properly cleaned or stored. High-quality supplements from algae grown in a clean and controlled indoor environment might be a safer option. Furman's main message in super immunity is to strengthen our health and immune system, not with quick fix medications, but with superfoods that are rich in nutrients and phytochemicals. And that is a summary of super immunity by Dr. Joel Furman on this edition of Synopsis with me, Ahalya.
hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.